I speak with Benjamin from Slovenia. We are not in Ljubljana. Can you say where we are?
Yes. So now we are located in the valley of St. John, which is located between the Celje and Maribor. These are two biggest Slovenian cities. And this is the actually where we are sitting now is the oldest restaurant in Slovenia, third in Europe and seventh in the world. And it is located near the monastery where the monks used to live in 11th century. But then with the time, the life of the monks and the monastery turn off, but the history of the people who live here and the tradition still goes on. That means that me and Luca, as the owner of the oldest restaurant, so as we call it Gastuš, we are still moving on the tradition, not only the Slovenian tradition, but the tradition of the food that used to be served on the plates of the monks.
Benjamin, you live with your partner here. Yeah. You're a gay couple. A gay couple at the old Slovenian restaurant.
Yeah.
Who comes that you come to this place? Normally gay guys live in the big city to have party, to have fun. This is very outside from a big city. Why you come to this place?
So the story goes back where I was born in this place. I was born in this valley. And then Luca moved to my place. And then we started the business together. I know. You know, when we want to party, we go to big cities. We just flew today from London. We like to travel around, but in the time when we have to work, we are here. When we have our free time, we move around. Yeah, it's lots of people are speaking with us. It's strange that you are living here in a small city. But it's a really small city. It only has around 1,000 people living in this village. But it's not... We are not following the idea of having a lot of people, that more the idea of all the people that are coming to our place to feel like home.
You know, from the beginning, you are interested to have her own restaurant?
Yeah. This was a dream that I had also back in the high school. And when I met Luca, the energies kind of connected, you know. Luca is more artistic. I am more of technical. That means when it comes to organization, it's my part. When it comes to ideas and the food and the plates and everything comes with Luca. It's interesting that we are, from the day we met, we are connected with the idea and with the work. That's why we are not moving around from here, because we like it, because the people accept us, the customers accept us, and of all the things that we are doing and what we are doing, I think it's accepted well, and we don't need nothing else. You know, we are happy. And when we need a place to travel and to go around, we go from here, of course.
It's the first restaurant? Or?
So this is our second restaurant. We already have one restaurant in the outside of this valley. So it's a place called Loče. This is a small family hotel. It has 12 rooms, and it's also marked as a gay hotel, so LGBT-friendly hotel. This is where we put a lot of effort this year to start publishing it also in Spartacus, so that the people that are coming know that they are welcome. We know that they are welcome. Our staff knows that they are welcome, but they just have to hear from us.
Which gay people come to this hotel? Younger, older, because it's not in a big city for a party.
No, it's a different generation. It's not only younger, but it's also older people are coming. And our idea is that now we would like to spread the word of that everyone are welcome here. Since the day we opened, this is now already 12 years. It is marked as an LGBT-friendly hotel. But every year we have more and more guests coming. You know, I think that the people are speaking with them, with their friends, and say, when you're coming to Slovenia, sleep with Ben and Luca and so on. I know it's not in the city, but Slovenia is so small, you can drive from one part to another in an hour. You know, whether you rent a taxi or your private car or something like that, you can move on every day.
And the people come more to explore Slovenia or to make walking, biking, to make some activities in the nature?
Yeah, when the guests that are coming here, they are pretty much into nature, because this is really this is not a city. That means that you can go hiking, you can go biking, you can go fishing, you can go swimming. There's a lot of spots around here, a lot of places you can go to sauna or to swim, whatever you want to. And it is only 1 hour and a half away from Primorska region, which has the sea. You know that Slovenia has a coast, and it's only an hour and a half away from our place, and you come already to a seaside. But here in the summer, people go to visit the nature, to go in the mountains, to go in the woods, and so on. In the winter, we are really close to a ski resort called Rogla, which is only 30 minutes away with the car. So that means we are kind of close to everything. As you know, when you are driving from the highway to here, from this place where we're sitting now in Gastuš, it's, let's say, 15 minutes. But to Loča, where we have our restaurant and a hotel, it's only 10 minutes away from the highway. And in the meantime, you can step to Maribor, Celje, Ljubljana, wherever you want to go, you know, whatever you want to discover.
But you need a car.
You need a car, true. It's, if you're coming here, it's the best way to visit us is with the car. So I suggest always to our guests that are coming, if they're coming to the Slovenian airport, let's say in Joža Pučnik, they rent a car and they travel around Slovenia. Because, I don't know, I always compare Slovenia with Madeira, but we are not that kind of a sea. But, you know, Madeira is easy discoverable with the car. It's also here. You can go everywhere with the car. You can visit the vineyards. Slovenia is very known for its vineyards, so we have lots of vineyards around here. You can taste a different wine, you can taste different food, but it's the easiest way is if you come with the car. So you can sit in a car and you drive around the whole day and you come back in the hotel in the evening.
But gay life, you haven't here in this area, you must go to Maribor or to Ljubljana?
Yes, it's what I always recommend is Ljubljana. Maribor has a gay life, but it's not that much developed. It's really much, if you go to Ljubljana or if you go to Graz, it's the same, you know. We always go to Graz with my Luka, we always drive to Graz because it's more interesting, they're more open. And if we're going to Slovenia, then we go to Ljubljana.